March 13th, Blessed Christopher of Milan, Confessor, First Order. Blessed Christopher came into this world at the beginning of the 15th century. The place of his birth was Milan. His family were members of a noble house of that city. As a youth, he had distinguished himself by the piety and purity of his life. But his virtues certainly advanced to a state of singular perfection after he had donned the garb of St. Francis. The exactness with which this young man of noble descent practiced Franciscan poverty was admirable. After he had been ordained to the priesthood, all his efforts were directed toward saving immortal souls. The convent of Our Lady of Grace, which he had established, soon developed into something like a national shrine. Everybody wanted to hear his inspired sermons, and through him to find a path that led to God. The people came from far and near in order to recommend themselves to his intercession with God. Rich in merits, he died in the year 1485. Pope Leo XIII confirmed the veneration which had been paid to this apostolic man of God, since time immemorial. On the use of the tongue. Much good can be effected by the good use of the tongue. The tongue of the just is a choice silver. The lips of the just teach many. Proverbs 10:20-21. Thus it was with blessed Christopher, who used his tongue to give good advice and to preach the word of God, and so to point out the way to salvation. Can you say as much about the way you use your tongue and about the conversations you engage in? Much evil results from a bad use of the tongue. First of all, for the one who speaks evil, a man full of tongue shall not be established upon the earth. Psalms 139:12. But then also for those who hear the evil spoken. Not without reason does the Apostle St. James write, "So the tongue also is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold how small a fire, what a great wood it kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity." James 3:5. How much suffering, contention, discord, and enmity may be traced to evil talk. Do you belong to those of whom Scripture says, "A man full of tongue is terrible in the city"? Ecclesiastes 9:25. The correct use of the tongue means keeping the golden mean between speech and silence. Let your speech be always in grace seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Colossians 4:6. Sometimes the honor of God and of the church, or the welfare of inferiors, require us to speak and to warn and to admonish. It is advisable to be silent if one sees in advance that no good will come of it, or that it will only be like oil poured on a fire. Reflect calmly and in counsel with God whether you should speak or keep silence. Prayer of the Church. O God, thou dispenser of peace and friend of charity, grant us, thy servants, perfect conformity to thy holy will, so that we may be delivered from all the temptations that assail us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Christopher of Milan, pray for us.